Imagine a book that combines thought-provoking analysis of social and political issues with riffs on such topics as coping with middle age and Michael Jackson's affinity for plastic surgery. In between those chapters are humorous essays about family and friends, commentaries on life as a lawyer, being an African-American descendant of slaves, and the challenges and triumphs of being a single mother. Intrigued? Well, Patricia Williams is back with more smart and witty prose in her fourth book, Open House of Family, Friends, Food, Piano Lessons, and the Search for a Room of My Own. She is the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Award and a professor of law at Columbia University. She joins us now from our New York Bureau. Patricia, nice to have you on the show.
Thanks. So nice to be here.
You know, let's start with this. What's it like to be regarded as a genius?
It's actually quite magical. Getting a MacArthur is the greatest source of legitimation I think that you can have. And it did feel a little bit like somebody had sprinkled fairy dust over my head when I got it. And the magic hasn't gone away.
Do you feel that you were predestined to become, you know, successful and a lawyer and a genius for that matter? Is it in the genes?
Well, no, I think, I mean, genius literally means spirit. And I wrote this book because I think there's a specific track to what made my success. It was given to me by four generations of very generous people since slavery. It was a particular gift of education. I may be one of the few people who's the fourth generation college-educated woman, not just man, but woman, which I think is unusual for anybody in the United States or anybody on the planet, not to say nothing of black women. I consider this book almost like a recipe book of what helped me in my way, because I don't consider myself a particularly exceptional person. It's nice to have the accolades, but I don't think it helps to exceptionalize. I think exceptionalism has been a great trap for us as a people.
You know, you talk a lot in the book about some of your personal relationships, both in your family and outside of your family. One of them struck me, and I want to ask you about it. Your best friend, who is white, and you write about your interracial friendship. Do you find that you and your friend have to work harder at avoiding the issue of race when there is some level of tension between you?
Well, I think the great thing about our friendship over time, it hasn't always been great in particular instances, is that we've not avoided. And I think that's really the secret. And that's where you learn a lot, is when you're angriest at somebody. And I think that's why I am so happy to be a writer, because I think a lot of those tensions sometimes get worked out by writing each other. In any kind of relationship, when you sort of work it out and you write it out.
What would you say would be the, if there is such a thing as a single message or the most important one to you that you want to communicate through the book Open House, what would that message be?
Well, a lot of the book was really looking at the psychological trauma of what it took to succeed. Because I have, you know, it was so many African-American families, that fragmented family, fragmented by things like colorism, fragmented by class, members of the family who passed, members of the family who failed, so to speak.
And when you say passed, you mean passing for
white.
I mean
racially passed. Yes, passed for white, passed for Indian princesses, passed for all kinds of strange things over time. You know, whatever was opportune.
I understand that.
And by the same token, who fell through the cracks and there's something parabolic in each of their stories, and that's why I tried to put it together. And almost like a series of recipes. Food also plays a great part of this.
So are we the sum of our parts?
I think we're like organisms. I mean, we are organisms, obviously. We're not just the sum of our parts. We constantly take up and drop parts of ourselves. We assemble ourselves and disassemble ourselves. But I think the degree to which self-creation, self-invention is also something very, very much part of the African-American community, is not so much a visible part of American history.
What would you say are the hallmarks of the things that you did that contributed most to your success?
I think being forgiving, being generous, and having a sense of resilience, which is not to say that I am never angry, but really getting up from it and moving on to the next thing, because we're in a very precarious time where it's easy to feel disabled or it's easy to feel paralyzed. I think that resilience and persistence is one of the better traits, and really just forgiving yourself as well as others allows you to get up the next day and just move on.
Good advice. Patricia Williams is author of several books, most recently Open House, A Family, Friends, Food, Piano Lessons, and The Search for a Room of My Own. She is professor of law at Columbia University. She spoke to us from our New York bureau. Patricia, it was a pleasure talking with you, and thanks for sharing some good ideas about life.
Thank you.